Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Danielle, and Lori will be joining me shortly. Today, we will be talking about fame and being demanded. Lori and I use the tools of Access Consciousness, and the weird, wacky statement we use, like a magic wand, is the clearing statement. If you need more information on that, please go to theclearingstatement.com. Lori and I were recently assigned a process about being demanded in the world. The process is what energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to be the most demanded item on planet Earth for all eternity. And everything that doesn't allow that, destroying and create it all, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Process brought up quite a bit for Lori. She had an interesting experience hearing about Giselle and her being the most demanded item. Hi, Lori. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Yes. Hello.
Awesome. I just started to talk a little bit about your experience with Giselle and her being the most demanded item. If you'd like to talk more about that story, go right ahead.
Sure. So we have been playing. Did you talk about Julia, how she has
I gave the process. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, cool. All right. So, that has been up in our world since we've been playing with it. And Danielle and I started talking about it last week, and I was very much like just poking at it a little bit without much enthusiasm, and she actually was pushing my buttons a little bit, like, well, don't you know what that means? And I came up with some really small little, like, pitiful little, you know what, I don't want to be famous because I don't want to be that busy, and I just want to go to lunch, and I don't want to have all my time gone. And it was a very small little whine, but I just kept feeling like I hadn't even poked the balloon. And then I had another friend who had gone through a big intensity of shifting and changing, and then I started saying to myself, well, everyone keeps talking about all these intensities. And, you know, and I don't know if I've actually been willing to go there, or I wonder if I've had those experiences. And so that was kind of playing in the back of my mind. And then Sunday night there was a football game, and someone, the quarterback was married to Giselle, the supermodel, and I hadn't heard of or thought of her in years. So I went and looked at her Facebook page, or looked at her information, and it said directly, oh, Giselle became the most in-demand supermodel on the planet and was being paid $25 million. And when I saw and connected to the in-demand popped out at me, I all of a sudden had this total intensity in my body. I thought I was having a heart attack. And there's some information and awarenesses and access that we can misidentify intensity as pain. And I was so glad to have that information, because I would have been saying, you know, we need to take me to the emergency room because I think I'm dying here. And it just blasted me. It was just it was intense. It was like, oh my God. So I kind of breathed into it and was pushing it out, and who's it demand to? And I thought, wow, Giselle must really have problems with her fame. She was really struggling with her fame.
Wow.
And her in demand. I put it right back on her. So,
it's funny
anyway,
how processes can bring stuff up like this.
It was just out of the blue.
Exactly what came up from, because Julia's process was, what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to be demanded? Which I've never even thought of being demanded before, but I know that is a huge part of fame, is, and that's where people think that they lose their privacy, or themselves in fame is because of that demand for them, and where people just, you know, the paparazzi are after them because they're
right.
demanded. People want to know more. And so do you mind if I run the processes that really got you through this?
Right, right, because then, as I say, I kind of hung out in that for the evening. I didn't think to call a good access friend. And so Danielle and I started talking about this call last night, just briefly, and I brought that up. And it brought up so much energy. It was just sitting there, and it was like this massive amount of energy. So, yes, we found some clearings and tools that we would like to share now. And we're going to go through this. And I found this clearing through Glennis Hughes's, one of her calls. And I thought, I can't scapegoat Giselle. This was my shit.
Yeah.
And it just came up. I feel so different today. So we're, again, sharing all this, what we did last night to clear. And if and so let's go. We'll do it. This is going to be both the demand and in. Let's do in demand too. Demanded and in demand,
okay.
And fame. Okay.
Okay.
So this is what Danielle did to help me through this.
And also, like, I always thought I had a pretty okay idea of what being famous would be like, but this ruptured my world as well. Like. So, okay, truth, what does fame mean to you? And everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And truth, what do you mean to fame? And everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right
yes.
And wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Truth, what does sex with fame mean to you, me, to you? And everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what does sex with me mean to fame? And everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong,
yes.
Good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Before I go any further, I want to explain that sex means receiving, not you're going to be, you know, copulating the same. It's the
and
energy
also,
receiving
well,
in the access world. Yes.
And this is, we'll explain this. This will be on our blog or on our Facebook page. There's four questions, and this is the meaning process. This is how much we've judged ourselves in these arenas, and that how much energy is behind all the judgments, and that the way to be clear of the judgment is to expand, and all of a sudden this huge space appears, which is the space of you, which gives you more accessibility to everything you shut off. So we're running through these, and that brings up enormous, and I hope it brings up enormous energies, and you have no idea what she just said, because that means we're clearing out the junk, so it gives you...
And you should listen to this call over if you do feel that way. Like, download this.
Exactly.
You can download it on iTunes, off of Blog Talk Radio, and listen to it over and over again. I will be producing some clearing loops in the near future as well, but I'm not going to make any promises on when exactly that will be. I have a busy life. Anyway.
Cool.
So next one, truth, what does being in demand mean to you?
Ooh,
and everything that
fun.
Brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And while we're talking about this, I also want to remind you that you don't have to come up with an answer. It's really about raising the energy and then destroying and uncreating that energy, as opposed to you don't have to be like, well, what is it that I don't like about being in demand? Just find that energy and let it go. So
yeah,
truth,
and it doesn't
what
have to
does...
Exactly.
I'm
you don't
sorry.
Have to have a big... No, that's okay. I wanted to elaborate on that a little bit more. It might come to you visually. You might get words. You don't have to have words. But if you feel any kind of vibration with it, then you can clear it. And you can. The idea is just to be clear. So there's absolutely no charge on it, either good or positive, or good or bad. You don't want like, oh yeah, I really love that. You want like empty space, clarity.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there. Okay, keep going.
Truth, what do I mean to being in demand? And everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate at all times? A godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boards, and beyonds. And truth, what does sex with being in demand mean to me? And everything that is, destroy and uncreate at all times, a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boards, and beyonds. And truth, what does sex with me mean to being in demand? And everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond?
Yes.
Wow, these bring up so much charge for me. It's crazy. Like, I thought we moved it very well last night, but I'm tapping into some big energy right now. A huge part of resistance. Do it again?
Let's go through the in demand.
Truth, what does being in demand mean to me? And everything that is, destroy and uncreate at all times a godzillion, right and wrong, mm-hmm. good and bad, pot and talk, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And truth, what do I mean to being in demand? Oh, and everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate at all times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Truth, what does sex with being in demand mean to me? And everything that is destroying uncreated all times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond, mean to being in demand. And everything that brings up, destroying uncreated all times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Wow, that really lightened it up this time around.
It did. Yep. That was awesome.
A huge part of being famous is judgment. And you are the only one who can make other people's judgments and opinions relevant. And usually somebody else's opinion or judgment of you isn't even about you. It's about them. Like, if I start stepping up in the world and being famous, and we'll just say some girl I went to high school is like, why did Danielle get to be famous? That has nothing to do with me. It has to do with her own insecurities of being unwilling to choose to be famous herself. So when you start feeling judgments come in, a great tool is to intensify the judgment. And, would you like to talk on how to intensify judgment, Lori?
No. I'm curious
no, you
about
wouldn't.
It myself.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
go ahead.
So when you intensify it, how I have done this is you just, push energy into, the judgment and expand it. And make that judgment as big as you can. And generally, you get that judgment to be to a certain size, and you'll just start cracking up. So it's
so
an energetic
you don't so you don't condense it or make it smaller. That's what intensify means to me. You don't make it smaller. You get more of it and expand it out.
Yeah. You just make it bigger. Like, don't try to contract because of it. Like, it's also an expansion of yourself when you intensify.
Okay.
So generally when we're judged, we want to get small and hide. And if you intensify and give that judgment energy, you step into the space that is you as opposed to that space of hiding. So...
here's something.
That you are unwilling and refusing to receive, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
You know, something that just came up. Danielle, I have something that just came up is all this energy on it are lies. Anything that isn't expansive and light and abundant and joyous, that is who our infinite beings, who we are. All the rest of it is the lies. It's the dross. It's the dregs. It's the lies that we bought into. So these are the energetic lies that we have made true. So
Absolutely.
That's the joy of this. That's the fun of it. Is like, wow, this is an easy way of getting rid of that which isn't the truth. And so all this energy, old and grungy, is just locking it down, and it's not even true or a real thing. It's just a lie, a perception, a point of view we've made significant. So, yay, let's just keep blowing this out of the water. I really finally was like, oh, my God, I feel so much lighter. I feel so much better. And I feel so like, oh, it was even looking at it in demand, like all the kids, I've always thought, how can mothers do all this in demand and be a mother and a parent and all that just on the side of being famous? And it was all the lies, because instead of it being a demand, what if it was an addition to their life and the energy that was given to them just was what fueled them? It didn't drain them, it fueled them.
Yes, and that actually brings me to a process.
Cool.
What have you misidentified and misapplied as being fame and in demand as a discount of your life as opposed to a expansion of your life? Will you destroy and uncreate
mm-hmm.
all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Right
mm-hmm.
and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you are unable or unwilling to be in demand or famous, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right and wrong,
yes.
good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everything you are refusing to receive from being famous or in demand, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Who or what are you defending for or against that if you didn't defend against it would allow you to be the famous in demand version of you?
Mm-hmm.
And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Would we like to do the meaning process around fame? Did it about in demand and in demand? Can we do it about fame, or how about in being famous?
We that was the first one we did.
We did
fame? About fame. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I did. I ran the fame first.
Wow.
I really fried you, didn't I? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember that at all.
Here's
okay.
An energy, space, and consciousness process for everyone. What energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to be me and famous and in demand for all eternity?
Ooh.
And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all night, shorts, boys and beyond. I really think that judgment is a very important piece of this, and I want to speak a little bit more on judgment. Judgment in Access World, it's a separation. It's not like, you know, once you get up to the pearly gates of heaven and what St. Peter is going to do to you. It's a way to separate from other people. Like when I judge somebody as something, it's me separating from them, which is generally a separation of a piece of myself as well. And this is something we're really not able to receive in this reality. And again, all of the judgment that you are unwilling and refusing to receive, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. If you're unwilling to be judged in this reality, it's going to hinder what it is you're able to create. When you are afraid of being judged for wanting to create something, be it, you know, having a baby or starting a business or becoming famous, an actor or a musician, or, you know, just putting yourself out there to the world. If you are unwilling to be judged, you cannot create what it is you wish to create to the level at which it could be created if you are willing to receive the judgment. And again, everywhere you are unwilling to receive judgment, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. All of the judgment that you are unwilling and refusing to receive, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And again, intensify that judgment. Just make it bigger. Make yourself bigger. Expand out. Receive, receive, receive. Because if we're unwilling to receive in this reality, we're going to make our lives very hard. And receiving judgment is huge. huge part of being famous and being demanded. So
yes.
Everywhere you're unwilling to receive judgment while being famous and being demanded, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right now, good and bad, hot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So what's the value of not choosing to be famous to create your life greater than what it already is?
Yeah.
And everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, and receive that, will you destroy and uncreate at all times a godzillion? Right and wrong,
yes.
Good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Did we talk about when people judge you, it's not a judgment of you, it's a problem they have with themselves?
Yeah, we did say that.
We did say that, okay.
Yep. Did you bring up the process? That was the energy space and consciousness of
yep.
being judged.
I can do it again.
Please, and then I have something came up right before the call was, we're by not being famous, we're invalidating our own reality. How much are you invalidating your own reality by not allowing yourself to be famous and in demand?
Well, what are you denying the world, too? Like, during my session with Julia, like, the biggest, like, stab to my heart, quote unquote, or my universe, or just the kind of like, holy shit, by denying myself the venture of creating what I wish to create in the world, I'm actually hurting the earth. And by not being famous or being all of you and receiving, what are you doing to kill the earth? And are you willing to let that shit go and just step up and be yourself and fucking change the world? Excuse my French.
Wow.
And everything
that's
that doesn't
right.
allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Everywhere you are unwilling to be you, be famous, and be in demand, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what energy, space, and consciousness can your body and you be you and famous and in demand for all eternity?
Yes.
And everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pop
mm-hmm.
and pop, online, shorts, boys and beyond? And I'm going to run our assignment process a couple times, too,
sure.
just because it's a good one. What energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to be the most demanded item on planet Earth for all eternity? And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. But energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to be the most demanded item on planet Earth for all eternity. And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what are you trying to hide of yourself? Why are you trying to hide it? We don't need to ask why or go into why, but what of you are you hiding from the world that if you were to let it shine would change everything, would be a huge, magnanimous gift to the planet?
Mm.
And why would you deny that to anyone?
And to the planet, just yourself. Yeah.
And your friends and your loved ones and the world. I love the world. Everything that is destroying and created all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot
yeah.
and pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And when I say I love the world, I mean I love our planet. I love our planet.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful planet. We don't get many planets like this. We've been searching for decades, people. There aren't many planets like this one. Love it. Be happy
yeah.
and joyous. That's all it wants us to be. And everything that doesn't
and,
allow you to be happy and joyous on our beautiful planet will you destroy and create it all. Right,
yes.
wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
So
where to go
misaligned?
From here?
Yeah. How we misaligned and misconstrued what fame and in demand would be with how much energy and what it would contribute to the planet. Never thought of it that way. But it would really
yeah.
bring more energy. And you would be a conduit. What if you didn't get exhausted? What if it was just always an expansive joy to you in your life? It wasn't a drain. And then it added that went into the earth.
Yes.
That truly is something
what
I never...
What contribution can fame and being demanded be to your life, your body, the planet, and the future? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, swords, boys, and beyond. If you were truly being you today, what would you choose? And this isn't a pod pock question. This is just a question to, like, find an energy so that you can start stepping into being more of you. So if I were truly being me today, what would I choose? What would you choose?
I would choose.
And again, it's an energy thing, too. Sometimes you'll get pictures and words, but it's an energy thing. Go ahead.
Oh, I would choose what I was already choosing this morning. I was just so expansive and less reactive and totally more allowance and just letting go and not having the mind feedback. And I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning, and I'm not even tired. So I'll have more
of that.
And
that's really how it can be, too, when you step into the space of being, like, energy just runs different in your body. Another process I have in my notes is, if you were willing to be inconceivable, what could you create? That doesn't allow you to be, know, and perceive that, destroying and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Would you like to talk more about being inconceivable?
The being inconceivable is such a fun energy. There's just been a new awareness, so being inconceivable is beyond our imagination, and it's got just such a tickle to us, to it. The energy itself is like, woohoo, come play with me. That which we haven't been, it's been like hiding, like the little unicorns and the elves of the planet that have been there, but we really were not willing to believe they were conceivable. And now it's like the floodgates are open, so it's this inconceivable energy of miracles, but it's here. We can play with it now. That's how
yes,
I see
we can.
It. Yes, that's how I perceive it. There's no words.
So we're coming to the end of our episode. We've got a couple minutes left, but next episode, which will be on Wednesday again at noon, we will be talking about how to get through the holidays, because this is a wonderful time of year where we take on everybody's grinchiness, and there are a lot of people who are pissed off and functioning from a not so happy universe, and how to still be ourselves in the muck of that. Some people love the holidays. I am personally not one of those people, but let's change that. Lori can be found at living-in-magic.com. Also like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/carousel of consciousness. And we're going to be getting a blog up soon.
Yeah, and we'll be writing either on the blog or the blog and the Facebook page. I'll help contribute to that. These processes we were saying today, so that you can... There are 4 steps, and it really is better to see them written down. So we'll have that up on our Facebook, the Carousel of Consciousness Facebook, or on our Carousel of Consciousness blog when it appears.
Yes. Hopefully next week.
Yeah.
Everybody have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Thank you very much, guys. Bye.